Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Well, it's not news we want to deliver. We did avoid Hurricane Laura, but it is now making landfall in Louisiana, and it looks strong, that's for sure.
They said this is one of the strongest hurricanes to hit Louisiana, and it landed and it made landfall about 2 o'clock this morning in Cameron, Louisiana. So if you picture the state of Louisiana, and you know where it looks like a boot,
yes,
it kind of is where the heel is. So it's very close to the border of Texas as well. And it made landfall at 150 miles an hour, which is a Cat 4 storm. It is now currently at a Cat 3 with 120 mile an hour winds. And they said it will expect to weaken into a tropical storm later today. But it is going to move kind of up through the country, heading into the Mississippi Valley and the Mid-Atlantic states on Saturday. So we are definitely not done with this big, big storm.
Right. You know, when I lived in Texas, they had the Hurricane Harvey, and it was just unbelievable. And I remember going down for, I was in San Antonio, but talked to my friends and our sister stations down in Houston. It was just the pictures, and they're remarkable. Of course, we remember Katrina. One thing that's interesting is Florida is going to get involved, though. Some of our first responders, the Florida Urban Search and Rescue Team, will be going out there to assist their first responders in Louisiana.
Whether it be at home and responding out to the standard chest pains call, or be it a hurricane response, it's always gratifying to help someone else. That is why we're in the business, and this is just one other way we can do it.
Yeah, so they're out there right now, and they will be assisting and all that, so it's good to see that.
And this team is made up of firefighters, paramedics, structural engineers, doctors, search and rescue canines, and other highly trained specialists. So they are going up there out of the goodness of their heart and being part of this team to just go help with whatever is necessary, because we all know that these storms, because we're not really finding out quite.
You turned your microphone off.
I don't know what is going on. We don't really know quite yet what the damage is, because everybody's kind of still waking up, and we'll get that as the morning progresses.
Yeah, so we'll keep you updated on that, but definitely praying for all those involved and being affected by this, and hopefully it goes by fast and the damage is minimal. But big shout out, though, to the Florida Urban Search and Rescue for going up there and lending a hand. You know, they do this a lot. And when I growing up in California with the wildfires, especially right now, I have some friends that are firefighters, and they would get deployed out to help other fire departments,
right,
in Northern California or whatever on these things, because they're just shorthanded. Mm-hmm. I mean, when it gets to be thousands and thousands of acres, they just need everybody on board. So well,
these people are important.
Absolutely.
Right. And plus, you have to think about the people that live in that area. I mean, they have their own families and their own, you know, property that they need to help protect as well, too.
Sure.
And they're trying to get those people to safety. So other people coming in to help them is such a great thing that they're doing.
Absolutely. All right, coming up, we have your morning motivation. Thanks for having us on here, Sam Hunt. Break up in a small town on 995 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QYK. Time for your morning motivation. Lana, what you got?
Simple one today. Invest in people who invest in you.
I like that a lot.
Yep. I've actually walked away from friendships because I just really wasn't getting anything back from them.
Especially when it's not positive.
And that's why.
Surround yourself with positive people,
right,
for sure.
So, but invest in people who want to invest in you.
All right, we put these up on our Facebook page. You can share them with people or just have them a reminder for yourself. That is your morning motivation and your 7:15 second date updates coming up for you in two songs. Here's Blake Shelton, Honey Bee on 995 QYK.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Well, you can always hit us up through email, QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. And that is what Hannah did today. We've got her on the phone. Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
We're doing great. So we want to hear about this guy you mentioned in your email. It looks like his name is Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew. We've been friends for quite a while.
Okay.
So it's only recently that we've kind of discussed maybe taking it to the next level.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Being friends first usually is a good idea, right?
That's a good sign.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what we were thinking, and I feel like there's always been kind of like a flirtation, but we've always been good friends. So we did have a discussion about maybe going out like on a date, but we didn't really want to go anywhere, you know, because the whole math thing. And so we just decided maybe to go back to one of our places. We decided to go back to my place. And it was, I thought it went really well. I mean, we cooked, we talked, and obviously it's easy for us to talk because we've been friends for so long, so that's, like, not an issue. And I just, I mean, I thought it went really well, but now, like, when I text him, I don't really get an answer, which is unusual because as a friend, we usually text back and forth, so I feel like I'm just, like, a little confused as to what's going on.
Yeah. Was the dinner good? Delicious?
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, we both made it. You know how things just, like, taste really good when you, you know, cook it yourself and you spend a lot of time trying to make it.
Or you convince yourself of that. This was delicious. Your guys' conversation, I know you guys have been friends for a while, but did you guys start, did it feel like a different kind of conversation now that you are kind of hanging out one-on-one?
Well, I mean, obviously there were no other people to kind of chime in, so it was definitely, like, a more in-depth conversation. But I feel like that's a good thing. Like, if we wanted to move it to the next level, that's kind of what we should be doing.
Right. Any topics that came up that you disagreed on?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, let's do this. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to call Andrew for you. Can you hang on, Hannah?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Hang on. We are trying to help out Hannah today. It's a 7:15 second date update, 99.5 QIK. Lana, Hannah sounds very sweet.
Yeah, and the two of them have been friends for a while. So she said their conversation was easy. They ended up going to her place, cooking dinner together. She said the dinner was amazing. Conversation was great. But this guy, Andrew, is not texting her back.
And something worth pointing out is they've been friends for a while. Mm-hmm. So that's a good deal. And usually, like we were talking about earlier, that's usually a good start
right
to a relationship. All right. Well, we're going to see what's going on with Andrew right now. We're going to try calling.
Hello,
is this Andrew?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Andrew, this is JR and Lana and Kevin from 99.5 QIK.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
I know it's a little random to get a call from us. Wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air for a minute, actually about a date you recently went on.
All right.
We wanted to ask you about a friend of yours that you've kind of been thinking about taking it to the next level with, and that would be Hannah. I guess you guys had a little one-on-one date where you went over to her house, you guys cooked together, or I think you guys watched a movie, and she really had a great time with you. And now she's been reaching out, which I'm sure you've gotten those texts, and hasn't gotten much back from you as far as a response or interest in going on another date. So what's the deal, man? I mean, you guys been friends for a long time. What's up?
Yeah, right. Yes, we have been friends for a while, but I never hung out with her one-on-one before this. Her room, her whole apartment looks like a 12-year-old's, like a kid.
What do you mean?
Designed everything and did all the decorating. Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, well, one example. She has her high school pom-poms and her cheerleading uniform in a shadow box on the wall.
That's awesome.
That's just one. It's like big, you know, huge. But it's not like a, but, and, you know, her bedspread is a little weird. You know, it's just like kid stuff. Weird. It's like she's living in the past.
Well, give me some more examples of kid stuff that she had.
She had a poster of Kurt Cameron. And, you know, on the wall. And then she had some boy bands.
Wait, she still has posters on the wall?
She had posters of boy bands on the wall, signed by the band, pictures of her with the band, and her friends who look even younger than her.
What are, like, stuffed animals? Does she have those, too?
Yeah, dozens. Yeah, that sort of goes without saying. She had dolls everywhere. That's, like, the first thing you notice when you get into the front door. There's, like, a hutch.
Right.
Full of dolls, like creepy dolls. Like when you turn around, they come alive. So that wasn't great.
So you were just freaked out the whole time you were there, huh?
Yeah, it was tense. I kept my eye on those dolls. I didn't turn my back.
What is the age range of Hannah? How old is she?
Oh, I mean, you don't want to call someone out on their age. But
all right, was she in her 20s or is she in her 30s?
She's got to be 30-ish.
Okay. Well, we can find out. The good news is we actually have her on the phone with us, Andrew, and I want to bring her back on.
Oh, geez.
Hannah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Got a question for you. Is this a pretty accurate description of your place?
I mean, like, I had stuff from, you know, growing up around my apartment, but, I mean, it's, like, important memories. It's not, like...
The answer really should be simply yes.
Well, hold on, Andrew. Hannah, go ahead. Sorry.
I don't have, like, any weird, I don't know, like, obsession with children's toys. I just, like, you know, the dolls were important to me. Like, some of them were gifts from people in my life, and... You know, cheerleading was a big part of my life when I was younger, and these are just things that I've kept that are important memories to me.
Why do you have posters on your wall of boy bands?
I mean, those are memories, too. I mean, just like, you know, how my friends and I used to be, you know, boy-crazy teenagers. I just feel like everything that I have in my apartment has a story.
I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, but if I went over to a friend's house right. and all of their high school stuff was still out and they're in their 30s, that would strike me as very odd. I'd be like, okay, a couple screws loose, maybe? I don't know.
She even wanted to look through her high school yearbook. She's like, hey, look, these are some pictures of me from high school. Look at my high school yearbook.
Yeah, I mean, again, I want to say this for Hannah. It's Hannah's apartment. She's going to decorate it any way she wants.
Right.
These are great memories that bring her
exactly.
happiness. That's awesome. Let me ask you this, Hannah. I mean, is this something that you would ever change about your place? Or is this kind of who you are?
Look, of course I make new memories and there's pictures like up that are current. I mean, I have a really hard time letting go of things that are important to me, including things from years ago. So I just keep really everything that's important to me from when I was a little kid to now. So...
Has anybody ever had a talk with you about this?
let's get to this because I don't want it to get mean. Andrew, is this a deal breaker for you, man? I mean, there's worse things that can happen. I mean, obviously you're attracted to her, you've been friends with her, so you get along on that level. I mean, could you look past this and
hire a decorator?
No.
Well, I guess this is good that you guys found this out. I mean, you guys can hopefully continue to be friends. Hannah, I'm sorry it wasn't the answer you were looking for, but we did get you an answer. You know. Enjoy the memories, I guess we should say.
Yeah, honestly, at this point, it's fine because I feel like he's a little bit of a jerk. So,
yeah. Well, you can put him in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm the bad guy.
All right. Well, listen, guys, you have a great day. Andrew, thanks for coming on with us. And Hannah, you have a good day as well, okay?
Sorry.
Thanks.
All right, take care, guys. Listen, I would be thrown off.
I know, but a deal breaker?
I don't know about a deal breaker. I mean, I like looking at stuff from the past, but I don't have it out right for everybody to see.
I've got... everything from high school, but you said put it away. It's in bins.
It's called an attic.
I have a chest from my grandma that she gave me, like a wooden cedar chest, and it's all in there too.
In there though,
in
it's
there.
Not displayed no. like she has. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Kevin, Lana here. Just had our 7:15 second date update. There you go, big finish. all right. So it was Andrew and Hannah today on the 7:15 second date update. They've been friends for a while. Andrew said, you know what? We're going to hang out. Maybe we'll take this to the next level. So he goes over to her house, and they're going to cook dinner together. And she had a great time, and they hung out, and conversation was easy because they've been friends.
But
Andrew was a little confused on the decorations at her house because it was all, like, memorabilia from her past. So, like, her cheerleading uniform, dolls she had as a kid. I think he mentioned some blankets that she, you know, that was knitted back in the day or whatever. This big hutch that had all these memories in it and just felt like she was living in the past and he was a little freaked out by that.
Yeah, I just said, you know, it's been how many years? Probably 15, 20 years. And she's still displaying all those high school memories, posters of
Kirk Cameron's.
That's excellent. I think I had one of those up too in my room.
Of course you did. All right, getting your reactions right now. Kelly in Port Richey, what do you think?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't see where a doll collection, I mean, I know it might be a little weird for the, you know, the costume on the wall, but, you know, I don't see where the doll collection would be any different than, say, like a man has a Kiss doll collection or, you know, just because it's not all Wonder Woman, why couldn't she have, you know, a doll collection? You know, I don't know. Maybe it's the way I think of it.
A good point. I know a lot of guys that have Star Wars collections in their places.
Yeah, he's probably in the other room right now, Kevin. No, I totally agree with you. I mean, yeah, you can have, you know, the collection or you're a collector or whatever, but it just seemed like a lot of this stuff was on display. So I think that was what freaked him out. Like he walked in and he sees all these memories, kind of like he's walking into a, not a time machine, but a time capsule. So anyway, but she seems sweet. It'll work out for her. Someone's not going to mind. As long as she doesn't invite him over. So,
and sometimes it just takes a little bit of time to say goodbye to things. So maybe over time she'll start wanting to buy some new decorations for her home.
There you go. Hey, right. Kelly, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Hey, you too.
All righty. Kevin, do you have a Star Wars collection of memorabilia?
Listen, I do. I may or may not have a black Stormtrooper helmet that is signed by a lot of the Star Wars cast.
And where is it right now?
It may be on a ledge in my living room.
So it is on display.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Of course it is.
Is there anything else that's on display?
That's the only Star Wars related thing that's on
display.
You
probably have sports stuff displayed, and I get that.
I have a Buccaneers helmet that's signed, and I have a USF helmet also.
That's evergreen.
That's in your living, like your living room.
Yeah, there's like a, you know, like a ledge up at the top, almost to the ceiling.
And Jenny allows this?
It goes with the territory. I set down the rules.
Putting the foot down. Yeah. Hey, Jenny, you listening this morning? Feel free to call in. Setting the rules. All right.
I mean, I have a Culpepper Vikings helmet that's autographed, but it's now in my hope chest again. I don't have that out.
But when it comes to sports, you got to think that that's evergreen. It's always going to be relevant, okay? So that's your thing.
Culpepper.
No, but I'm saying Culpepper was a big deal with the Vikings, right? But the other thing is when you're going back and you're like high school photos or, you know, pictures of when you were a little
pom-poms.
Kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand if it's your kids and you have pictures of them as toddlers or whatever, but
I don't know.
If you live alone and you got pictures like that and you have a framed cheer uniform.
Wait, I can see if you had like a game room or if you had maybe like a living
room. That's
like,
cool. That's like actually true.
Something like a different room instead of your main living room, that would be okay. But I'm surprised Jenny allows that.
This ain't about Kevin.
It's not like it's in the line of sight. You literally have to look up at the ceiling to see it.
Even better.
No, that thing would not be out.
Well, then we'll never be together.
No bummer. All right, Jim McGraw, Real Good Man, 995 QIK. Your Universal tickets coming up next for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, Universal tickets up for grabs right now. It's 995 QIK. We have Kristen in Tampa. Kristen, are you ready to play Know Your Universe?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, great.
Thank you.
What we're going to do is we're going to describe something about our universe, and then you will answer these questions. If you get two out of three, you will win these tickets. Are you ready?
Ready.
Lana, go ahead.
We always see the same side of the moon. Is this true or is this false?
True.
It is true.
What's called the dark side of the moon.
Ooh, look at that.
There you go. You never see it.
I thought that was just a Pink Floyd song.
I just thought that was a Pink Floyd album.
It's not just that. That's what they got it from.
Yeah, that was the idea. All right. I love it. Go ahead, Lana.
Does the Earth rotate in an eastward or a westward direction?
Ooh.
Ooh, this is good. You have to think about this one.
But the good news is it's 50-50.
I think
I
know.
Go with eastward.
You went right.
Yes.
I got to think about how the sun sets.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. That's what I did.
Or you could just look at the answers like I have. I didn't do anything.
Oh, gosh.
Good job, Kristen.
Is the innermost part of the Earth, is it called the crust, the mantle, or the core?
Oh, come on.
Think
of an apple.
So it would be the core.
Yeah.
It is the core.
There you go. Way to go, Kristen.
All right.
And yeah, you got those Universal tickets, plus we'll throw in a parking pass. You are all hooked up and very smart, by the way.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. We listen every morning. Me and my kids, we love the little date updates.
Do you feel like you've learned something today?
Of course.
All right.
When I go to work, I'm going to be like, you know, on top of everything.
Quiz people on the universe. Hey, did you guys know what the inner part of the Earth's called? It's called the core. All right, I'll see you guys at lunch. Congratulations. Hang on for us.
All right, thank you.
We got more of those tickets coming up this afternoon at 4:40, and then we'll play our game tomorrow at 7:55. Again, coming up, your 810 Music Minute. There's new music from Stapleton.
It's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, we are finally going to hear the new song from Chris Stapleton today. It's going to happen right around 12:05 here on 99.5 QYK. Hello. And I did steal a little snippet of it. I'm probably going to get in trouble for playing this, but oh well, here goes. Is called Starting Over, and he also hinted that he's probably going to have a new album coming out in November. So excited about that. 12:05 again today. All right, well, the ACMs are still happening, and they're going to happen live. Miranda Lambert, Luke Combs, Tim McGraw, Jimmy Allen, Kelsey, Thomas Rhett, John Party, and more will be performing at next month's ACM, September 16th. That'll be in Nashville. Now, obviously, there isn't going to be any fans or an audience, but I'm thinking they're probably still going to have it, you know, maybe downtown Nashville there, and they'll still do the performances and give away the awards, but it'll just be the country artists. I hope they're not going to do, like, a Zoom thing from home.
Now, you know, it might be cool because they might be able to do some things they couldn't do with a live audience, you know?
That's true.
So, might be able to do, all right, we're going to go down to the rooftop of Tootsie's, which is on Broadway.
Right.
And he's going to, you know, perform there. Like, they might be able to do it really cool spot.
But I'm excited. All right, Carrie Underwood, I'm kind of excited about this. She posted the good news that she'll be back with a new show open for Sunday Night Football. It'll premiere September 13th on NBC. Let's take a listen.
The cardboard cutouts are going to love that.
I know. It'd be funny if they would have done like a theme song that actually had like, there's no one in the stands.
I know. NHL's been doing funny things like putting things on the screen and announcing the attendance and stuff like that.
First game between Dallas Cowboys and Los Angeles Rams, by the way. Speaking of new music, I know a lot of fans of Riley Green are out there. He's going to drop a new P, If It Wasn't for Trucks. That'll happen on September 11th. So mark that one down on your calendar. And finally, Matt from Old Dominion is talking about the Meow mix, that the remix
of the whole album.
The whole album. We have a clip of one of the songs that they did on this album.
Meow, 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 meow,
whole album.
I mean, the day this came out, we
literally were like, what is this?
And our boss called their record label and go, hey, so what's happening right now? Is this, are you guys for real? Like, because.
And they kind of played dumb.
Well,
not dumb, but they weren't giving us any information. You know, they were like, oh, I don't know.
Say hi to all the record people out there. A lot of things you're playing dumb.
No, but I mean, they're not being honest with us. Well, now Matt tells us the real story.
Our label's always after us to put out different versions of songs, an acoustic version or a different remix, and we struggle with that sometimes. So, as a joke, we decided, let's just meow a song. I think it started with a one-man band, and then it snowballed into the whole album because we thought it was so funny.
Now, they're funny guys, but the whole album was a little much.
It's not funny for the whole album. One song would have been funny.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, that's not being negative. That's cool. Do their thing.
All right, John Party, instead of hitting one of Nashville's fine recording studios, he actually recorded this entire album, Rancho Fiesta Sessions, in his workshop so that he and all of his band could be together, and you can definitely hear the difference.
You'll hear us laughing in the back of the track, or you hear me yell, or you can hear the room, and so it's just kind of fun. I think that's what some of the magic is that was all recorded at once, and we did three or four takes of one song. But we recorded all those songs at the same night. There wasn't any other session, and it was all in my shop.
Now we're checking, but I don't think there's any meowing on that one. Like, we're good on that.
Thank goodness.
All right, and finally, if you download this song from Thomas Rhett called Be a Light, he has decided that he's going to donate all of the royalties from the streams and downloads to help out-of-work musicians. Cool. So if you're looking for something to download this afternoon, why don't you download Be a Light from Thomas Rhett? And there you have it. That is your Music Minute on 99.5.
Meow, 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 meow,
it's 2020, so might as well do it, I guess. Hey, you know what? I will say this. They're singing it, like, completely on key.
I know.
That's how talented they are, but come on. Meow. All right. That's for the Big Cat Rescue right there. That's hey, Big cool Cat Rescue. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Jay going homemade, and your Thursday 3 coming up in less than 10 minutes on 995 QYK. Meow.
We rock.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin, and it's time for our Thursday 3. So it's our top picks of the week when it comes to the music on QYK. And then you get to decide which one out of those three are your favorite, and we'll play it for you, okay? So, Lana, you want to kick it off?
I picked the brand new song from John and TJ Osborne, also called Brothers Osborne. Now, this is a song about partying.
Now, are they related?
They are. They're brothers. Crazy.
The Brothers Osborne.
But I like this song because I really like the lyrics to this song. They're like, I've got the moon if you've got the shine. And they're like, you know, I've got the rebel if you've got the yell. So it's, I like it. It's a fun pick-me-up party song.
Should I play it or are you good with that performance?
I could sing it for you, but let's go ahead and play a clip.
All right.
Got the light, I got the all, y'all got the night, all night.
Couple Baltimore boys right there. Mm-hmm. Those guys are awesome, by the way. Hilarious, too. All right, Kevin, what you got?
So we heard from John Party in the Music Minute that Lana just did, how he recorded the new, what's it called? Rancho Fiesta
Sessions.
Fiesta, that's his new album. They recorded like in his workshop, and his single that's out now, Ain't Always the Cowboy. I keep hearing it on the radio and I keep jamming out to it. So I'm like, well, this is going to be my pick this week. So Ain't Always a Cowboy, John Party.
Leave the love in the dust of midnight Chevrolet. The cowboy rides away.
I just like that guy. He's just, he's great.
He has a great sound.
He's a good dude. Yeah. And that's a great song. Love that. All right. So this is a song that I found a while back. And Lana, I think I told you about it first.
You actually texted me about this in, I think, January.
Yeah. I was like, before I even started working, I go, you love this song. It's by Chris Bandy. It's called Man Enough Now. And this guy's kind of calling himself out for being immature in a previous relationship. Excuse me. So here's how it goes.
I can't go back. With the kid trying to figure it out, 'cause I'm man enough now.
It's actually a really good song. You gotta definitely check it out. Chris Bandy, Man Enough Now, and the whole song is fantastic. Alright, so you get to pick out of those three which one we should go with, and who wins out of us three, alright? 800-992-1099. Thursday 3 right now. It's 995 QIK. We have our three picks, all right? Lana went with Brothers Osborne, All Night. John Party, Ain't Always a Cowboy, was Kevin's pick. And Chris Bandy, Man Enough Now, was my pick. Leanne is on the phone in Tampa. Leanne, out of those three, what are you going with?
Let's do your pick.
Chris Bandy, Man Enough?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm 2 weeks in a row, baby.
How did you not pick John Party?
Brothers Osborne.
Leanne, you have great taste in music. We appreciate you calling.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Here it is, Chris Bandy, Man Enough Now, 995 QIK. Chris Bandy, Man Enough Now, 995 QIK. That was my pick. I won the Thursday 3.
Yes, you did. I'm
very excited about it.
It's Kevin, a good song.
Kevin is very bitter that he's lost like 3 weeks in a row.
I've won once since we've started this entire thing.
I want to do your homework and get a better song.
I believe.
I think I've only won once, too.
So that means this is rigged, then.
How is it rigged? These are random callers calling in.
Come on.
Seriously. I random callers calling in. We all put it out there. They pick a song. Happens to be mine.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. I mean, I would never cheat you.
I guess, but I'm just saying it's a little suspect.
All right. Chris Bandy, he's from St. Louis, Missouri. He's a new artist, and that song's called Man Enough Now.
They said they wrote that in like 2 hours.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Excited for
him. At least we can agree it's a good song, right? Can we agree on that, Kevin?
I can agree on that.
Okay, well, now we're good. We're in a good spot now.
All right.
Friends?
Yeah, sure.
All right, great. All right, a Tennessee teen is raising money for a food bank, but in a very, very clever way. And I'll tell you about it next. Well, this is a pretty cool story. 995 QYK. The Second Harvest Food Bank of East Tennessee is getting a lot of help from a 14-year-old named William, who is doing this for that charity. Pull up this clip right here. Here it is.
There were kids in my class who didn't have enough food, and I just want to help people.
William was making vanilla brownies, and he said, I could sell vanilla and give the money to Second Harvest. Just kind of thought, yeah, you should do that.
So he is manufacturing or making
vanilla.
Pure vanilla extract, and it's called Vanilla Feeds Tomorrow. It's actually a nonprofit that his dad helped set up. His mom takes him for deliveries. His grandmother runs the Facebook page. The whole family thing.
His grandma's running the Facebook page? Wow. That's amazing in itself.
That's a hip granny right there. So he's doing pure vanilla extract in an 8-ounce bottle that he sells will provide 42 meals for people who are hungry.
Wow.
So to date, he has had $9,000 in profits, providing over 27,000 meals for those in need.
That's awesome.
Vanilla goes a long way, apparently.
Well, yeah, and an 8-ounce bottle, that's a lot. Because you know those vanilla, when I go to the grocery store, it's a little teeny tiny. You barely get it in there. You use it 4 times, and you got to go back and get another one.
Vanilla extract talk with Lana.
You know what I'm talking about. It's super small.
I know what you're talking about.
Product review.
Yeah.
I think they made the bottles small so they fit in people's cupboards back then, where you open up the cupboard and then you put them in the side of the cupboard with the shelves.
So your suggestion is buy some of this vanilla extract because it's a bigger bottle and it's going to charity, the money. So it's all
right.
Good.
It's all good. I'm going to log on and do this.
Vanilla Feeds Tomorrow. So we are saying, way to go, William. You are our I Feel Good story. Keep doing what you do, brother. All right, Travis Denning, after a few on 99.5 QIK, thanks for having us on. Lana, thank you for the vanilla review.
Anytime.
We appreciate that. I feel informed.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel good.
Yes.
Good. All right, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. Time for trending in Tampa Bay. There's only one place to go. The only place you really want to go.
Only place you should be going.
Yes, and that is 22-year veteran, ACM CMA winner, Jesuit High School Tigers graduate, USF graduate.
They are the...
Oh, I don't know.
USF...
Bulls.
Bulls. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. My bad. I got to do my homework on that. Buccaneers... Faithful fan through all the years.
That's
Rays
right.
fan through all the years.
And added to the list today.
Oh, yes. I know you were going with this.
The owner of the autographed Stormtrooper's helmet on his shelf.
That is displayed in his living room.
That is correct.
And it's signed by Carrie Fisher, which is a great collector's item.
That's right.
Now, we have one question for you.
Yes.
What is trending in Tampa Bay?
The Tampa Bay Lightning are trending in Tampa Bay. They won Game 3 against the Bruins 7-1. Yes. 7-1
Woo!
Goal.
Go Bucks!
Finally, a game where you could relax in the third period because the game was over.
There wasn't 5 OTs or even 1 OT.
Yeah, that's right. So the Bolts now lead the series against the Bruins 2-1. Game 4 tomorrow night at 7:30. And you can watch that on the USA Network, so you know.
Goodness, I can finally stay up and watch a Lightning game.
There you go, on a Friday night, 7:30.
Woohoo!
Pasco and Polk County school districts have set up a dashboard on their school websites with the number of COVID-19 cases in the schools. Both sites provide the date the district found out about the positive case and the school the student or the staff member attends. Hillsborough County will be launching a dashboard as well soon. Pinellas County is considering a dashboard, but right now they are reporting confirmed numbers to the media from the previous day, so families are informed first. The Rays beat the Orioles 4-3 last night, and they now have a 2.5-game lead on the New York Yankees in the American League East. The Rays play the Orioles again today at 6:40 at the Trop. And finally, Lonnie, yesterday was National Dog Day.
It was.
I believe on your Facebook page you put a picture of your dog, Louie.
I did.
Yep. Well, Wallet Hub, which is a personal finance website, they released their 2020 Most Pet-Friendly Cities. Mm. And Tampa is the number one city on the list.
You're kidding me.
Pet-friendly cities.
Wow.
Also, a company called, a website called Smart Asset, which is a money management website. They also have a most pet-friendly cities. And Tampa ranked sixth on their list. So Tampa doing well with the pet-friendliness.
Now, is that Tampa St. Pete or just... Okay,
just
because
the city of Tampa.
I know St. Pete has won that award or awards like it because there's a lot of pet-friendly things too in St. Pete. So I'm
screw that second list.
This.
Screw that second list. I want sixth place for number one.
Yep. So Tampa earned high marks for its pet-friendly restaurants, bars, breweries, hotels, apartment complexes, and offices. And they have the sixth highest number of dog parks per 100,000 residents across the country. So congrats to Tampa.
That's
number
awesome.
One, most pet-friendly cities. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
There he is right there. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him.
He shared a 22-year veteran ACM CMA award-winning Jesuit High School graduate.
USF Bulls graduate.
Yeah. Home are father of two, husband of one, and he has a autographed Star Wars Star Trooper, whatever.
Stormtrooper. Yeah, let's not forget either that he was a teacher at home yesterday.
Oh, and
he
did the homeschool teacher.
He did the show over Zoom live from his house. We got to talk to his kids. And he's going to do it again tomorrow.
That's right, I am.
It's unbelievable, man. All right, Kevin, you the man.
Thank you.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Kevin, what was your highlight of the show?
City of Tampa is the number one pet-friendly city in America, according to Wallet Hub. I think that's fantastic.
That's great.
It was National Pet Day yesterday, or National Dog Day?
Yesterday.
National Dog Day. So this is fantastic.
All right, very nice. Lana? Highlight of the day.
Finding out that Kevin has got a Bucks helmet, a USF helmet, and a Stormtrooper's autographed helmet all on his... on his living room wall, like right in display in his home.
That's your highlight from the show?
I feel like that was pretty much known that was probably happening at his home.
Really?
But it was great. I loved it.
Whatever.
7:15, second date update. Weird decorating tips by Hannah. It was interesting. I would have been a little creeped out, too, but she was very sweet. If you missed it, you can hear it on our QYK Instagram or on our Facebook page. We're back tomorrow with this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.